Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
So today we're going to do something we haven't done in a while, and that's a rap review. To be honest, I haven't been inspired by any new jams in quite a while. I haven't had a moment where I hear something and I think, well, geez, that is fire. That is until I came across this song. It's listed on YouTube as YBN Namir Apastapa feat. 21 Savage. Now, as far as I can tell, there are two people and a song title here, but only one actual word. So I'm not sure what's happening exactly. I'm a little bit confused, but this is a popular song. I know that. The kids love it. My four-year-old was bumping to it earlier this morning, so it's a really popular song. We'll give it a shot. Here's Apastapa with the song YBN Namir. Either that or it's YBN Namir with the song Apastapa. In any case, let's check it out. Here we go. He called them, if I heard correctly, he called them pancake ass N-words. You know, I'm not sure what that means. I assume it isn't good. If somebody accuses you of being a pancake ass, it's probably safe to assume that they're not trying to compliment you, I would think. I'm not sure, though. You know, I don't know what the exact nature of the insult is. And even though I don't know what the insult means, it kind of makes sense in a way. And I've noticed that rappers are very good at doing this, where they say something that on one level you think, wait a second, that's completely incoherent. But on another level, you think, yeah, but I sort of understand what you mean. So I can kind of see why I might go up to a guy and say like, you pancake ass fool. Look at Pancake over here with his pancake ass. I mean, I don't think I would ever say that to anybody, but at least YBN Namir can.
I keep a rocket in my pocket, socket called a pocket rocket. If it's war, we ain't playing games, we get it started. I'm the man, clip it, keep a hundred, I'm a gunner. When it's beef, we ain't playing games, we hit you and your mama. Yo, that chopper, that's that oppa stopper, hit you and your pop. I fell in love with all this f***ing money, you in love with drama. Say baby, I'm not salsa baby, but I keep a llama. Gonna pull up and I knew I ate you riding in the Honda.
There are so many elements of this scene that we have to sort through. Like, there's a guy on a cell phone that was made in 1998. They've also got brand new iPhones and a TV that somebody watched the moon landing on in 1969. They got all this cash on the table. And YBN says that he fell in love with the money. It's a very financially confused scene, is what I'm saying.
You need to diversify your bonds.
Plus, they've got a window AC unit in the house. With all that money, you got hundreds of just thousands of dollars sitting on the table. Take some of that. You could easily pay for central AC. Take a few wads of that cash, head down to Home Depot, talk to somebody about getting you an HVAC unit for the house. Now, in this case, that's a house with it's not a lot of square footage there. So HVAC system is going to pay for itself in energy savings over the years. And these are all things that I could explain if YBN and 21 Savage were to invite me to their barbecue. And I frankly think that most rapper crews need a white dad in a flannel at the barbecue, just dropping a little bit of dad knowledge. That's my theory, anyway.
All these tattoos on my f***ing body. She say I'm a hottie. Why your girlfriend always wanna f*** me, wanna touch my body? We got all type of f***ing guys, might even have a time. I remember them days in the jest to free my ride and free Chris, though. Remember we was bouncing out with Fofo. Keep it solid in LA, I keep a clip, though. Cause no, I can't be lacking in these streets, I keep a black pole. And I can't have no with me if they gon' snitch on that chopper, that's that oppa stopper. Hit you in your pop. I fell in love with all this Money, you in love with drama. Say, baby, I'm not Sosa, baby, but I keep it on. Got no pull up and a new I hate you.
When I listen to these lyrics and I try to process the message, I can't help but pick up on very heavy Dr. Seuss influences in the rhyme scheme. And who's canceled now, by the way, for being racist. But I think he should get credit for influencing much of modern rap. Like he says in the first verse, I keep a rocket in my pocket, socket called a pocket rocket, which is very similar to Seuss when he wrote about the Wocket in the Pocket, one of my favorite Dr. Seuss books growing up. And really, in both cases, you become a little uncomfortable because it sounds vaguely sexual. And then YBN says in the hook, he says, here's what he says. Know that choppa, that's the oppa-stoppa, hit you and your partners. I fell in love with all this money. You in love with drama. Say, baby, I'm not Sosa, baby, but I keep a llama. Gonna pull up in a new i8. You riding in a Honda. And I love that because of the way that he advocates for responsible farming practices. And he says he has a llama. I'm a little worried about there isn't enough room to house a llama on that postage stamp yard there. But I'll assume he's rented out a barn or something like that, some farmland somewhere. But basically, he has gotten into animal husbandry, and he's advocating for it in this song. That's what I'm picking up on. I could imagine him maybe going and performing this song about raising llamas, maybe to a 4-H club for kids or something like that. So now I'm getting into the song.
I'm savage. 21. Toss your baby mama in the air like she a salad. Okay. Ratchet suck me while I'm driving. She from Dallas. Straight up. The mama got some buns on her. I call her Patty. 21. My mother be smoking all the wood. She from Cali. 21. In my Tesla roaster. 21. My pistol out the holster. Okay. I'm double cupping syrup. I don't need no coaster. Facts. Ops want promotion. Put him on the poster. Gunned him down in his own hood because he local. I watch 10 bricks. Bricks. Rolling like Miami, I put up with 10 sticks. 21. Smell my fragrance, you can't tell me I ain't rich. 21. Big 4L, ain't shaking no hand with no snitch.
There's a few things that I appreciate here as we hear 21 Savage come and deliver his verse, spit his bars. First, I love that 21 Savage really gives the impression of somebody who doesn't want to be in the music video at all.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
He seems very put out, like he doesn't want to be at the party. Everybody else is throwing cash around, you know, really, really doing the oppa-stoppa. 21 Savage is off in the corner, and when it's his turn to rap, he's kind of like rolling his eyes and saying, fine, okay, I'll spit some bars if you want me to. And he comes with, let's be honest, some pretty lazy material. You could tell that he wasn't ready for this. Like he showed up to the house and they're getting ready for the music video. And he said, oh, is that today? Grabbed a napkin, ran to the kitchen, wrote his verse in about 4 minutes. And that's how we get lines like this. He says, Lil Mama got some buns on her. I call her Patty. Do you really, though? Do you really call her Patty because of her buns? I don't think you do. Maybe 21 Savage can get away with a line like that. I don't think I could. If I was single, no way I could walk up to a woman and say, hey, couldn't help but notice your buns. Say, do you mind if I call you Patty? No, that wouldn't work for me. I would get Cuomo'd on that. Sexual harassment claims, everything. But I'm not 21 Savage, so he can do that. Speaking of which, I also liked how 21 Savage said his name, 21, after every line. So it goes, he says, Lil Mama got some buns on her. I call her Patty, 21. My model be smoking all the woods. She from Cali, 21. Rolling loud Miami, I pull up with 10 sticks, 21. Smell my fragrance, you can tell me I ain't rich, 21. Big 4L, I ain't shaking no hand with no snitch, 21. So it's almost like, it's like Memento or something where he has no short-term memory. And so he has to remind himself who he is every 2 seconds. And that's smart because you don't want to have an existential crisis in the middle of the rap where you forget who you are, where you are, why you are. Only thing I'll say is that, and look, I don't mean to harsh anyone's vibe, okay? I don't mean to harsh any buzzes here, but again, as the white dad in the flannel at the barbecue, marijuana does affect short-term memory. So if you're having trouble remembering things from one moment to the next, you have to remind yourself who you are in the middle of the song, then maybe I would think about not smoking that good quite so often.
That's that oppa stoppa, hit you in your pocket. I fell in love with all this
fucking money. You in love with drama. Say, say, baby, I'm not Sosa, baby, but I keep a line. Got no pull up and a new I ate. You riding in the Honda. All that chopper, that's that oppa stopper. Hit you in your pocket. I fell in love with all this fucking money. You in love with drama. Say, say, baby, I'm not Sosa, baby, but I keep a line. Got no pull up and a new I ate.
Well, look, at least they blur out the middle fingers in the end. That literally a whole song about drugs, guns, hoes, but the middle finger at the end is a bridge too far. And I appreciate that. I mean, in the last verse, the guy was talking about drinking and driving while holding a loaded pistol in his hand on his way to murder someone while wearing a watch that he bought with drug money. But you wouldn't want something really inappropriate like a crass hand gesture in your music video. We all have standards. Even YBN and 21 Savage do. And that, I think, is the silver lining.
Let's be real. French fries are the only good vegetable out there. But unfortunately, they're not a very healthy vegetable. Balance of Nature fruit and veggie capsules are the most convenient way to get your daily intake of fruits and vegetables. You know, like the kind of vegetables that actually count. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and vegetables into whole food supplements without sacrificing their natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules are fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best each and every day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WIRE to get 35% off your first fruits and veggie set and an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code WIRE.